Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means we're with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all on SIGO.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's talk about Trump and how Democrats are responding in Otsego County.
Yes. Well, of course, Democrats in Otsego County, as everywhere else, were stunned by the election outcome on November 8th. And there was a lot of, grieving is too strong a word, but at least shock and surprise, which then turned to what do we do now? And so the Saturday after the election, a local Democrat, Melinda Harding, invited some folks over to her house to try to figure out what to do. And so many people responded. I think she hoped a couple of people would show up, but 100 people showed up, and she had to move the whole thing to a nearby church hall. So in any event, this discussion went on all morning about, you know, first, of course, anti-Trump comments and debate, and of course, but also what to do next. And the county chairman, Richard Abate, suggested to take that energy and apply it to actually making the system work to the degree local Democrats can. So in any event, last night was the regular county committee meeting. There are always a number of vacancies on the county committee. As you know, the idea is to line up committee members from from each town and from each assembly district and senate district and so on, so that when elections happen, petitions can be circulated and candidates can be supported. And so last night, every single vacancy on the committee was filled. And Rich, the county chair, declared that it's time to focus on reclaiming or claiming the county board of representatives next November's election, and to use that as a jumping point to then put on a strong drive to reclaim the congressional seat, the 19th district seat, the following year from John Faso. So the local Democrats are trying to take all the unhappiness from the November 8th election and channel it in a positive way to make democracy work more favorably for their particular platform.
Now, speaking of positive, the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting happened in New York City last night. And of course,
David,
you told us about the connection to your area.
Sure. And of course, as you can imagine, lots of local excitement. People chartered buses to go down and take a look at it. Oneonta's Mayor Gary Herzig was standing next to the tree. The Eichler family was there. Mom Angie, Dad Craig, and daughter Ava, and we had a photographer and reporter down there snapping pictures and chatting with local folks. And I have to say, Dave, I had never really focused on the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, but to see those 50,000 lights turn on and the cheering, and it was a very dramatic and emotional moment. As a community, now feel a personal connection, and it's been quite a ride.
A Christmas tree unites upstate and downstate. How about that? Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all at SIGO.com, where you can go to read these stories and more. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.